o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with Tausch's question, which is this: would you trade Malik Willis for a fourth round pick if someone comes calling? Jordan Love missed two starts and a half of a game three, and hopefully he stays healthy for all 17 games.
Yeah,
it's a critical year for him. He knows it. One of the things that I love about him is that he owns everything, which is not always the case with NFL players. He doesn't use the injuries as an excuse. He talks about how he needs to be better. He needs to be more consistent. Their offense as a whole needs to be more consistent. I like everything about him with his attitude. I don't know how durable he is. He started all 19 games they played his first year as the starter. Last year he gets hurt on a freak play at the end of the game in Brazil. I thought he was going to seriously injure himself on that slippery grass when his leg went out from under him, when he went to plant and he did like the splits earlier in the game. Then he has the groin injury where he tries to play through it in Jacksonville and gets to the point in the second half where he like couldn't make it to the sideline. Like, he was in such pain that he went down as he tried to get to the sideline. So I don't have a question about his toughness. I don't know about his durability. So I want a guy that I have seen can make my football team win games if I'm Goody or LaFleur. So how much of a draft pick do you have to get in return for that peace of mind? Because they clearly have peace of mind with Malik Willis.
No doubt. I don't know the answer to that. And I think part of it, too, is, has Sean Clifford taken a jump? Do you feel like this is going to be year three for him? If you either believe in him or you don't, because what you're going to see here is, you know what you're getting with Malik Willis, and I would not trade him for a fourth. I wouldn't. Now, if you want to tantalize a little bit and go third, okay. But you have championship aspirations. You talk about urgency. Unless Sean Clifford is ripping it like Mr. August did, I can't do anything before the draft. And then you wonder, do you want to do something in season? And the answer would be no. So if you don't do it before the draft, I think this is a moot point. Green Bay is not shopping Malik Willis. This would be more of a, if New Orleans or Pittsburgh or somebody doesn't end up with a quarterback, they look back and say, well, Malik did this last year. Not going to cost everything because it's a one-year commitment. Maybe we take a look. Maybe Green Bay is interested. You can get a third from New Orleans. New Orleans is going to stink. I think I have to sign up for it, because even though he did a great job last year, do you think you're winning a championship if it's going to be Malik Willis leading your team? And the answer is probably no. Can he win some games for you and be a really good backup? The answer is undoubtedly yes. So is he going to be a part of your long-term future? This, again, could come down to a scenario where Green Bay says, all right, Malik, we have loved having you here. We're trying to plan out our next 3 years. Are you willing to take a three-year, $25 million deal and be our backup and lock in so we now, this is solidified, and we'll keep sprinkling. Or you want to go play and be a starter and make the Geno Smith whatever type of money? That decision could be made for you. I don't think that's the case here. I think it's, everything is so fluid. But that would be the idea of how you proceed at the backup quarterback spot, is you test it, you see it, and if it's not in the cards, you adjust and look at who that next developmental guy might be.
So if Malik Willis called us and wanted our advice, because the Geno Smith scenario, that's the scenario, right? Like, that's what guys dream of, that it didn't work out the first time for, that they get a second chance and they do what Geno Smith has done.
Darnold?
Sam Darnold? Yep.
Sam Darnold has had it for 1 year, and now he has gone to Seattle and got paid, although that still feels like a year-to-year deal to me. But he has to sustain it longer. Geno Smith has sustained it longer. Like, he's won a playoff game. Sam Darnold has not done that. So, but yes, Sam Darnold got another opportunity. He was awesome last year.
I thought quarterback wins and losses wasn't a stat.
Well, he's on a team that wins the game, right?
That's a quarterback wins loss. Okay, yep. No, I think Sam Darnold, the thing is, you see this, and I think from where Malik is looking at it, you want to get paid. You want to earn that opportunity again, and very few guys do. But if you do, Geno, you mentioned there's two. There, Baker Mayfield did a similar thing when he took the flyer.
No doubt.
So guys are going to bet on themselves. I think Malik Willis wants to be a starting quarterback, just like assistant coaches want to be head coaches. At some point, you take that jump. You can love everything about what's happening. At some point, you want that jump, and if that jump isn't allowed, that's when you end up taking a backup job again. Maybe that's the Malik Willis story. I don't know. But I assure you, in his mind, he believes he's a starting quarterback, and last year reaffirmed his beliefs and probably put some doubt in the people that doubted on him, saying, maybe it's us. And he is a high, you know, was he a second-round pick, third-round pick?
Third round pick.
He's going to have some belief. So I think Green Bay looks at it and said, we are in a great spot. But as to your article on Channel 3000, I would disagree in the fact that this isn't a year to really look at how your backup and how your quarterback position is going to look in the future, because I don't think you can count on Malik Willis being on this roster in 2026. I don't.
You could also do the same thing as you did with Malik Willis, though, right? Like, if you only have 8 picks to work with, you have some holes you want to fill, you are trading back, trying to accumulate more picks. I still think that you're right. I think he's aiming for 10. I think that is always Goody's goal, is to have double-digit draft picks. Because the more swings, you can swing and miss sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you have holes you're trying to fill, and you have a guy that you know can be your backup, and then, because you only carry 2 on the 53. They don't carry 3. So whether it's Sean Clifford or Graham Mertz or whoever it is, it feels to me for a...
You're really on this Graham Mertz kick.
I do want that to happen.
That Gutekunst link has really... I know how your mind works.
That's good.
You love having that link. It's a great nugget, and you are going to pound... Until Graham Mertz is playing in a UFL or on a different team, you are going to pound this point into oblivion, utilizing the dads playing together. That is going to be your thing. Like, I can see it. I know it.
He's like gleaming every time he brings it up.
There's a sparkle in his eye that I have not seen since Paulo was wearing that Elmo costume.
Well, I mean, I was wearing the Elmo costume, but be that as it may.
The sparkle was in Paulo's eye. Okay.
Graham Mertz. No matter what. The bottom line is that I don't envision him. And we'll get back here after the 3-day draft, and we'll talk about it and the 8 or 10 or however many picks they make.
Jesse, are we pulling for Mertz? Because he's going to be insufferable. There's going to be more articles. And
I'm going to treat him like Mark Tauscher in 2000.
Are we rooting for this so that Jason will be so happy... Are we rooting for this?
I mean, it would make the preseason very interesting. I would like it.
There's so many other storylines. I for Graham, I'm not sure it's a great thing.
Wisconsin football hasn't been better since Graham Mertz left. And Graham Mertz played pretty well at Florida until he got hurt last year.
He got benched for Lagway.
No, he got hurt.
He got benched, too.
Well, he played pretty well.
I hope it happens. I want to see Jason, because Jason's not a fan, but he would be a Mertz fan, and then he would I don't know how many times he would bring that up to Gut. Like, that Gutekunst story would be unbelievable. It's going to get pounded into our vernacular.
Do you, you obviously interacted with Graham during his time at Wisconsin. Would you say that as a guy who left via the portal and as a guy who came into the program highly touted, the highest rated quarterback recruit in Badger football history as a four-star at the time. I think they just got a four-star that they got a verbal commitment from. But as a guy, how did you feel like he left the program? And were your interactions with him enough that you would say, whether it was when he was at Florida or as he embarks on his NFL career, you're pulling for him?
I would say he was very well versed in how to carry himself as a quarterback. That's what I would say.
We will see what his draft journey looks like. He is coming off a torn ACL. He has played in two different offenses. He thinks that's a selling point for him, but we'll have to wait and see. The bigger question about Graham Mertz, quite frankly, after having been at Wisconsin for 4 years, is he a UW Credit Union member?
I would hope that he would. I know I am. And for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, "Oh, T, why'd you join UW Credit Union? Is it to keep your banking local?" Well, yeah. Is it the member first service? Yep. Great perks like early payday? Yep. But honestly, it's Bucky. How do you say no to that cute little fella? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes us do crazy things, but this just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions to apply.
Little game of Where's Wildy? Scheduled to be done next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Before we get to some Where's Wildy, we have some breaking news from the National Basketball Association.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
He led the Milwaukee Bucks to a World's Championship. Did not play Pluto in their road to the championship. However, much like the Super Bowl 45 team.
Oh, can I guess what happened? Can I make a prediction?
And he led the Phoenix Suns to a record of 36-46.
Can you just pretend like we have a show meeting and we're all on the same page one segment?
No, I think I know what happened.
In his one season in Phoenix. And now, per Sham Sharania.
Hey, gone.
Mike Budenholzer is out, fired by the Phoenix Suns.
Not a shocker for us NBA insiders. Disappointing season, brought in KD, got Beal, and they didn't even make the play-in. So, ugh, too bad, but I'm sure Coach Bud probably getting that cheddar, probably going to be sitting there, probably doing all right. And San Antonio, at some point, he is a Pop disciple. Going to be him and Malone battling for that Popovich job down there with Wemby. Wempster.
Is KD a...
What?
Is KD a guy you want on your team?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
You don't?
I don't know. Weren't there a bunch of issues with him? Maybe it's not the coach. Maybe it's him.
It hasn't worked a lot of places for him with a lot of different
This is what
people.
I'm saying.
Except Golden State.
He gets less coaches fired than LeBron has.
Well, yeah. It's different.
It's kind of a
Is it?
It's kind of a high bar.
You're Mr. NBA. You tell us.
Yeah, you
is
tell
it different
us.
Or is it the same?
No, I'm saying I think KD'd be easier to work with than LeBron. Now, you're going to have more success with LeBron because he's better. But let's not kid ourselves. Coaching the NBA isn't for a long time. It ain't.
You're here for a good time, not for a long time.
You better be. Yeah.
KD in his career has played Seattle / Oklahoma City, Golden State, Brooklyn, and Phoenix. Didn't end well in Brooklyn. Obviously, the championships in Golden State had the ruptured Achilles. Was in OKC for a very long time. So I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, and I answered it, Your Honor.
And now it's time for Where's Wildy?
Since he often saves his best material for other shows...
If there's something difficult we need to talk about, let's have the conversation.
We're bringing the other shows to us.
I would be very leery if I was a Packers fan.
Or are we?
Packers takes a lot of days, man.
It's time to play Where's Wildy?
I love when we play Where's Wildy. Mostly because if Tausch is already a little irritated, it gets him just as equally as irritated.
By the way, not remotely irritated.
I'm not
today.
Saying you are. I'm saying if you are.
I don't love how you try to pin irritation on me all the time. Here's the problem. You two love to complain about how irritated I am, but you love irritating me. It's a real weird dynamic you guys get.
Yeah.
It's a conundrum.
Like, you're almost like you're irritated with me when I'm not irritated.
Well, in fairness, I think you like complaining about when trivia questions are wrong, but you kind of like it when trivia questions are wrong.
I don't complain about it. I love it. Yes, it's fun. I am very concerned that people on our chat think trivia sucks. Like, I don't like that.
That's a very strong minority there.
Okay.
Resounding appreciation for trivia once that was brought up on Friday. Trivia is not going anywhere. Jason went a lot of places last week during his appearances on ESPN Wisconsin show. How's that? Learn from the best.
Nice segue.
Here is clip number one, Tausch. You may remember this game. You try to guess what show Jason was on in addition to talking about the Packers content he has provided in his best spot.
Quick question.
As a guest on other shows.
Just ESPN Wisconsin.
ESPN Wisconsin shows.
Any Beaver Dam.
Is Beaver Dam ESPN Wisconsin?
Yes.
Then yes. That's
this
in
adds
play.
Another layer. That makes it more difficult.
Yes, when I
does.
Fill in on Wisconsin's morning news when Tausch is in Japan, would that be eligible or not?
It would not. Not ESPN Wisconsin. That would be WTMJ.
Okay.
That's different. Here is clip number one.
One of their biggest priorities is to get better at having a successful, productive pass rush with only four guys. Jeff Hafley does not want to go through another season where he's having to manufacture pressure, whether it's with simulated pressure where you still send four, but it's three linemen and someone that the offense isn't expecting and a lineman drops out. Or if it's blitzing, sending five, sending six. He doesn't want to do that anymore. He believes that if you can get pressure with four, which we saw Philadelphia do in the Super Bowl and just absolutely wreck the Chiefs' game plan, that it makes life easier for your defense.
Where's Wildy?
Homer Hour.
The Homer Hour, weekdays 5 to 6 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam is Tausch's guest. Jason?
Such a great way to promote our different shows. I think I said that yesterday in my laundry room on Sunday Karma with Greg, Craig, and Kyle Wallace.
Sunday Karma is Jason's guess. One of you is right.
Why are you hitting the ding button on both?
Because you've locked it in. Sound effects.
No, but that has always been the correct answer. So I actually thought I got it right. And I'm going to guess I
did. Did you?
You did not.
Why are you hitting the ding then after
sorry,
I said it?
Sorry, I won't give you the ding. I'll
Jason,
find a new sound.
Jason, didn't you think that too? The ding is that it's correct.
You locked it in.
No, that's not lock-in
Watch
music.
Watch a game show, bro.
I have,
you locked
bruh.
It in.
I have, bruh.
25 words or less.
That was on Sunday Karma yesterday morning, talking about the Packers pass rush.
I think that has been, what does PETA say? We can't say beating a dead horse.
Feed
right?
a fed horse.
Yeah, which is really stupid. But, yeah, no blank blank. I
Feeding
mean,
two birds with one scone.
Graham Mertz. Gute Kunst. Now, it's like no blank blank. Like, yeah, if you want to get a pass rusher that can do it. Yeah. Who is that guy? Where are you going to get him? Is the player, if you don't grab anyone in the draft in the first three rounds, if it gets to Saturday of draft and there has not been an edge or interior defensive lineman picked, is this group going to be any better than last year? That's really what you're asking. And Goody will tell you if he believes that that group can do it. Because if he doesn't draft somebody in that first Thursday, Friday, he is saying, we have the guys. We're going to get it done. And I believe if that is the message that is sent after draft night, fans will be even more highly critical of what this group's got. That's what I think.
If for those of you that remember when we did the PETA alternative phrases, just a couple of others for review, because I know people enjoy these. Instead of going on a wild goose chase, you should be out chasing rainbows.
Mm.
Instead of having ants in your pants, you should have pepper in your pants, per PETA.
Uncomfy.
The two birds with one scone remains a favorite.
Yeah.
Let the cat out of the bag, spill the beans, or spill
just wait,
the tea.
Why would PETA want a cat to stay in a bag?
No.
I don't think they want him in the bag in the first place.
No, but if the cat is in the bag, wouldn't you think PETA would want him out?
Where's Wildy?
No, it's a serious question.
Hold your horses. Should be hold your phone. All right, what's next?
Here's
you can't do that at Augusta because you don't have a
phone. That's true. Yeah. Here's clip number two from Jason's appearances last week. Tau, see if you can find out where he said this one.
I knew the minute the Packers did a virtual visit with Jordan Love that was a possibility. So when he was still on the board at 26 during that draft, and I was sitting at home in my living room because we're all, including LaFleur and Goody, we're all working from home, I was like, they're going to take the freaking quarterback here, aren't they? And lo and behold, they did.
Where's Wildy?
Sounds like a victory lap.
Oh, for someone that claims they don't like predicting things, there's nobody that likes patting themselves on the back more than Jason Wildy. I don't make predictions. I don't project. And then every time there's even some semblance of something, he'll respond back to it. That's the beauty of Jason Wildy, though, people. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee is the guest from Tausch. Jason?
I don't bring home the bacon. I bring home the bagels with help from PETA. And there's more than one way to peel a potato instead of get a cat. I think that was on Jim, Matt, and Molly with Jim Rutledge, Molly Brown, and Matt Hamilton, and of course, Wooly Ryan Wollershine.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on ESPN. Madison, you're both wrong. That was on the new Saturday show on ESPN Madison, the Saturday Scramble with Pablo Iglesias and Alex Gravatt.
Just wait, why is Wildy on a golf show?
It's not a golf show.
Saturday Scramble?
That's the name of the show.
Is it a breakfast? It's a breakfast spot?
It's from 10 to noon, so okay. It's in the brunch time slot. They talk football.
The brunch window.
Scrambles. They talk, like yesterday they were out at an event, which was golf-oriented around the Masters weekend, so that was scramble-related. A lot of scrambling going on Saturday mornings.
This game has gotten a lot tougher with all these new programs that Jesse is putting together.
Where's Wildy?
Let's get you on the board, Tausch. Here we got a good chance at clip number three.
The fact that I have Robin Yount's phone number, having grown up, you know, worshiping him, I'd be like Chris Farley in that old SNL skit. Hey, remember when you had your 3,000th hit? I was in college, and I drove down from Madison to go to County Stadium to watch. Remember that? That was awesome.
Where's Wildy?
Sound like I'm on the moon.
All right, who thinks Wildy is that funny? Not KBN, not Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Not you.
Definitely not me. I'm going to say the Beaver Dam Boys. Best damn sports show.
That is not the name. It is called The Damn Sports Show.
I think it's the best damn sports show
in Beaver
Dam.
That's great that you think that. Corey Sparks, Wally Lukashinsky, weekdays 4 to 5.
I can see those guys yucking it up because they're just enamored by the star that is Jason Wilde. I don't know who else would be laughing that hard at that.
Jason?
Give him the ding. He's correct.
That's like an ego boost to you, isn't it? You got, anytime you're beaten down a little bit, I'm going on the Best Damn Sports Show. I'm going to go down there with Wally and the boys.
The Damn Sports Show.
They are going to bring my spirits up. I don't blame you. That was an enthusiastic crowd. I love it. That's going to be like when Graham Mertz comes. That's how you felt after those boys were laughing with your jokes. That's how you feel when Goody gets goodied with Graham Mertz. Same thing.
Whoa, Nelly's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. I'm not afraid of getting old, and I won't less a day from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder, and I won't less a day from dying young. And I'm not afraid of getting old.
It's not the Damn Sports Show. It's not the Saturday Scramble. It is Wilde and Tausch, and it is time for Whoa Nelly.
Topic is good. The guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
So, Jesse, before you jump into Whoa, Nelly, I made an observation yesterday on Twitter.
Oh,
and
boy.
Jason, I want you to tell me if I'm crazy for this or not. But Ben Brust, star of KBN, he's got the big Make 'Em Believe June 26th that's going to be here in Madison with Frank and Sam Decker and Gosser, the whole crew. One of my favorite teams of all time.
UWHoops2015.com yep. for your tickets.
So Benny Brust was a great athlete. He was that great comeback against Oregon down in Milwaukee. You know, he had a really, really nice athletic career. And then there has been talk that he's kind of looked like Jesse Nelson, morphed into a little bit. And then I saw something on social media this week that has reaffirmed that. You remember when Jesse started talking about turtles nesting in his backyard and all of these different issues that have come up?
Now, your Benny, last tweet was on March 19th.
Whose?
Yours.
You.
Benny B is now stealing Jesse's material for engagement?
No.
He put out a, what is this? Animals nesting in his backyard.
Yeah, rabbit hutch.
Just like you did. He's taking your material. Now, he's got 30-some thousand views. He's great for engagement. Well done, Benny. But he, in essence, has become more and more Jesse Nelson than I think he'd ever want to admit. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. It seems like he looks up to me, is what he does now.
I would have never thought that, especially the way he gets after you all the time. But he's a better bowler than you. He likes bowling.
Yeah.
Like, you two are eerily similar.
A lot of similarities going on.
This tweet about him taking care of, is it pet squirrels or pet something, hatching in his backyard is exactly
bunnies.
The same thing as you with your turtles. Jason, am I crazy?
I don't know if Ben Brust thinks about Jesse that way. I don't think he necessarily stole that idea. He came across his yard and he saw this little little bunny hutch and decided to try and get engaged on social media. And he thought he engaged you, but I don't see a tweet from you.
I think Benny doesn't want to associate with Jesse. I think he thinks he's better than Jesse. Is that fair, Jesse?
He's probably trying to distance himself because
but
when
he's
he
doing
uses,
the exact same
when
things
you use
that you
similar
do.
Material as another show or another person you look up to, you try to keep a little distance so that it's not so obvious.
This
is
so obvious. So you start looking at what he's done. He's trying to use your playbook. Next thing you know, he's going to have a tier one buddy. He's going to start tiering his friends.
Wedding
he's
invites.
Get a cabin
they were talking
up north.
About that pretty recently.
He's going to start doing trivia. But like, he's going to start having his buddies write the Are You Smarter Than?
And they've already done that. They're spreading that around.
Oh, my God. I think this transformation has happened right before our eyes.
I'm becoming George!
Isn't it crazy to think about?
Here was the one thing I didn't like about this tweet, and I was just about to say this, and Josh DiMaggio on the private talk and text line, not the carbless talk and text line, carbless listens more, mentioned the same thing. There's clearly a bunny in the photograph or in the video that he shared. So the what is this? Like, I feel like Ben is way smarter than he actually likes to portray himself, like, for some unknown reason.
So do you think this is a phony baloney post?
I think he likes to make people think he's an idiot. I don't know why he leans into that character. But, like, there's a bunny in the video.
So he knew it was a bunny.
Right, so what is this? It's a rabbit hutch.
Huh.
Apparently it's called engagement farming.
But he's using Jesse's material to engage with.
Again, yeah. I don't know.
No offense to Jesse. That makes me sad, kind of.
I don't get it.
Makes Ben wise. We've had a lot of success about the
and
turtles
you guys
in the
sound
backyard.
Alike yeah, when you host
you
so- together.
Some
I
thought that you guys look
talking.
Alike.
Yeah.
What a weird, like, that is, it's an interesting deal.
It's like bizarro Ben.
Not sure who said we look alike. That one is still.
Oh, somebody did.
Is he traveling to Bradley University with you now, too?
He is not. He is not, at least as far as I know. If he happens to be there at the same time, that'd be quite something.
Both were not Packer fans in 2009, 10, 11, 12?
Mm-hmm.
13, 14. Whoa, Nelly!
Is it odd that
both have
since
been taking days
Jesse
off?
And Ben became Packer fans, we haven't won a championship? Is that odd?
Whoa, Nelly!
It's true. It is.
Mm-hmm. Jesse, I know you
bunny
have something
hutch.
Planned for
what do
the
you
next
do with day. Bunnies like that, then? What do you, end up doing?
You
leave them alone, and they...
But it's lawn mowing season. You
don't mow them over.
Go get some chicken wire.
Oh, you got a chicken wire it up?
I got some leftovers from when we had the turtles.
When you didn't do it for the turtles.
Go get the chicken wire, put it up around there.
I think they'll be out of there soon, and Ben can just let them be. Unless he has a dog who's going to go in there.
He's definitely got a dog. Jesse got a dog, then he got a dog.
Is that true?
Yes.
Ben might have had the dog first.
That doesn't fit the narrative.
But they are both doodles.
Jesse, you're not going to be on the show the next 2 days. Why?
I'm not. I'm going to speak to the future Hall Monitors of America at Bradley University. I have been recognized as a titan of the industry, along with our teammate Pablo Iglesias, both of us Bradley University alums. We are part of a panel for a symposium speaking to the students and members of the public that want to attend at Bradley University.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
Should I wear a suit?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, for sure you do.
No.
Big debate among my friends about
what
I should wear for
this thing. Are you running the panel? Or where,
I'm a panelist. There is someone else who is the moderator of the panel.
Are you sitting in chairs?
Yes.
Suit. Director's chairs?
Unsure.
If they're the low, comfy chair, I think it's suit.
But if it's a tall chair...
chair, I think you can go biz cash.
So the debate we had was, do I represent ESPN Wisconsin in wearing station attire for this as like, woohoo, you made it.
Or the
it.
Bradley
like,
Braves.
Yeah, you know, some free pub for us. Or do we wear, go more formal? The audience, I expect, will be button-down
students.
Shirts, maybe ties. They'll be dressed to impress.
Jason's our fashionista in the program. I'll leave it up to Jason to give you
that
answer.
Look at this, full circle.
Open collar, dress shirt, sport coat, jeans.
Ooh. There you go.
That's not really my look.
You're a khakis guy.
Yeah. Yep.
Bradley khaki. Braves, quarter zip, jeans, some loafers, Docksiders.
Oh, penny loafers.
Is it? So it's you and Pablo on this trip?
Yeah, there's some others.
Have you... Well, not from our station.
Correct, though. Yes. We're the only ESPN
So have
Wisconsin.
You and Pablo discussed what Pablo was in the TV world for a while.
He was. Yeah.
So he's got more fashion game than you do.
He's also been included on all the emails. They haven't sent me anything. Pablo's had to forward it all.
Are you sure you're even invited?
This sounds like that dentist party that you're probably not even supposed to go.
They did spell my name with an I on the website, which kind of irritates
over
me.
It?
Not a heart over it, but you know how I feel about when my name gets spelled with an I from my alma mater as Titans of the industry return to campus. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm really welcome at this thing yet.
So basically, you're just driving Pablo down.
Like, Pablo's definitely, they're like, oh, Pablo, come on down. Ah, we got room for you. We can be on multiple panels if you want to. You want to fly? Sure. Come on, fly down.
They're going to fly him down?
They were going to. I said, no, we're driving. Pablo and I road trip into P-Town.
Fun.
Great. That's it. We're going to be fun. Riley will be in the next 2 days, so I will be away from the show. I'll report back on how our panel goes and any other very important information I'm sure you'll want follow-ups on.
I want to revise my shirt statement now, by the way, because are you taking personal days to do this?
No.
Are you getting paid to do this?
No.
Well, it's one or the other.
Are you going to do work while you're down there?
Yes.
I'm always sure?
working, baby. I'm always working.
Who do you got right in trivia? You got Up North Joe?
Riley, Joe's got some in from last week. Yeah, we're good. We got it all covered.
Tier 1 Tyler.
Tier 1 Tyler. He's out.
You fired Tier 1
yeah,
Tyler?
Yeah, he's going to have to reapply.
Oh, I bet Brust will bring him into the fold.
I think if you're not taking personal days and you're going down there to represent our brand, I think you should probably wear branded logo gear.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm.
So,
make
that's
some
my
connections.
Advice to you.
A great opportunity to hand out business cards. I never get to hand out business
Do you have
cards.
Business
oh,
cards?
Sure do. And they're burning a hole in my pocket at my desk. I got to make sure I get those out
Are
to
you
people.
In charge of our internship program?
No. No, kidding me? No. Way too much work.
Okay. So you should get some candidates out of this as well, then.
Maybe.
Pass them along to someone who actually knows what they're doing.
Yeah, delegate.
From a personnel perspective.
Yeah. The panel I'm on is called Delegation in the Workplace. It's great.
No one's going to attend it, but you'll be there pontificating. All right, that's it for Woe Nelly. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
The expectations for Badger basketball that I have to let go of was the Bo Ryan expectation.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And that's not Greg Gard's fault. That's the NCAA's fault.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
Got a few things on my to-do list for this lovely Monday before attending the first outdoor track meet of the season for Maddie in my sweatshirt and my crew neck. And one of them is to swing by Associated Bank. I go to the downtown branch here in Green Bay, but you can bank on the app. You can bank online. You can go to any branch, but it's not about the branches when it comes to a bank. It's about the roots. And Associated Bank's roots are right here in Wisconsin. They've been with us since the beginning of the show, and they'll be with you with the great customer service you expect. Whether it's with credit scores or fraud protection or early pay, all those great things and more come with being an Associated Bank member. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Tausch. I heard during the break a commercial for the Badger Spring Showcase. We talked to Jeff Grimes, the new offensive coordinator, on Friday. Should I come down on Saturday? I'm free. No draft yet. Another week to go before the draft.
Should you? Sure.
You going to be there?
I'll be there, yes.
Are you calling the game
nope,
or whatever it is?
We're not calling the game. We're doing a little something, but it's not a full tilt broadcast. So we'll Matt and I'll be doing a little something something before the game and before the showcase,
like stand up.
What's the deal with the transfer portal?
Ironically enough, I think it's going to be very similar to what Wildy and I do.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm.
So,
well, bicker?
Stay tuned.
Godspeed.
Rip each other repeatedly?
Matt LePay.
No, I don't think that's how that works. But so, did you say rip each other repeatedly?
Yeah.
Your idea of ripping people.
Check the film on today's show, pal. I tell you what, man.
Check today's film?
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. That's it for us today.
I'd like an example.
Thanks for coming along for the ride. Jesse will be in where? What is that? Peoria, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
For the next 2 days.
Central Illinois. Watch out.
Shaping young minds at Bradley University. Riley Yauch will be our cousin sub of the day. We hope you'll come along. We need to see if Riley had a second date. That's a tease for tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.